There. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a likely suspect. Okay. What am I doing?
Okay. This is the weekly dream report coming from Salt Pan Cove in Pittwater, afloat. We're in the middle of Pittwater. Let's see what happens, shall we? Let's listen to the sounds of life afloat in Pittwater. And I have changed to the South Mile Shell. Let's see. Now I can't get below with my phone mic to get really close to the receiver because this boat's made of steel, and if I go below, I lose my connection. So I have to try and juggle distances and all sorts of things, all sorts of paraphernalia. So this is the dream report from Pittwater afloat, and we have New South Wales Maritime on the transceiver occasionally. And the wind seems to be getting up in strength. It was flat calm this morning, and now we're getting up to about a 10 to 15, no, about a 10 knot wind, maybe. Okay. Quite a bit of traffic out here with some large boats going past, and this boat's starting to roll about because it's Saturday and the sun's out and they all want to get out and about.
With the up wind load, 10 degrees with the around, I'm not going to move the top marks for 10 degrees, and it looks like a pretty fair beat from here. But I am curious about the breeze strength. So if you can just let me know the time, or just let me know when the first five and the first seven or nine gets to the top mark, it'll be really good info, please.
We copy that.
In case you've just joined us, it's the weekly dream report afloat in pit water, and we're going to be listening in on New South Wales Maritime on the boat's transceiver.
Just thinking out loud, 4 and 8, what we can do also if the race takes a bit too long is bring the wing mark in to the centre of the course a little bit more and just open that angle up a little bit. I don't think that'll slow them down too much, and it'll give us a little bit more time, over. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Is this any good down here? This is 107 from Pittwater. I just lost my connection for a moment. So if you're joining us, we're afloat in Pittwater, and occasionally New South Maritime wants to pop in on the transceiver very occasionally. Right. Okay. Right. Sounds like there's a race going on somewhere. Don't know where, couldn't catch that, but there sounds like they're having a bit of heavy weather, but some strong winds. Here it's still about 10 gusting 15 knots. But we're in Saltpan Cove, we're actually quite sheltered. But I couldn't really gather what was going on. A bit of a private conversation. I'm just eavesdropping, so there's a lot of context we've got a handle on. So it's part of the fun of it is to try to figure out, decode what's going on with the conversation. Thank you.
turbine forces bar stop. When we drop back, we will drop back to our right, so we'll drop back to the east a little bit, square the course up without moving the top mark. Over.
Copy that. Do you need me to come down to assist?
Can't hurt. So, yeah, when the last boat goes around the top mark the next time, then accompany them down and we'll drop back from here. If you can pick up the bottom mark and four pick up the pin, over.
Copy.
Okay, so someone's going to accompany them after going around a certain mark during this race, it sounds like. But there's some language I'm missing there and some lingo that I'm unfamiliar with. So this is all guesswork. Oh, here comes someone coming past in their motorboat. Oh, he's got a wetsuit on, so I think there might be some diving about to happen. Because that's a popular occupation here are scuba divers that go out and scrub the bottoms of boats to get barnacles and weeds off if they can't get round to putting them on a slip. So maybe he's going out to scrub someone's barnacled bottom, maybe. So if you're joining us, this is the weekly dream report from a float in Pittwater. We're just off Salt Pan Cove, and we're currently tuned into the transceiver. The marine transceiver is currently tuned into channel 73, which is the station which is mostly it's the most common station here in New South Wales for marine rescue and vessels to communicate, and there's some occasional conversations, and we're trying to work out what's going on. I think there's a race and there's someone out on the water perhaps keeping an eye out following them. So they've gone quiet, so I guess that means everything's good. So whilst we're waiting for them to return on air for another conversation, we can just enjoy the ambience of being afloat in Pittwater. And And don't forget, if you want to join in, because I'm doing this via Mezcal, which is then connected to the out